Good morning, good morning, my people. I'm very happy to be with you once again for our blessing time. I'm with Emma Kapo, how you know, the co-founder of the HNT Group. Good morning, Herman.
Yeah, hello, Blessing. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, we thank God. Today, we are going to talk about how to have a connected day.
Yes.
Yes, because when I'm following a lot of video about motivational speaker, about coaching, and I heard a lot of people talking about be connected. So I don't know, what does it mean?
The power of connection is very important because, you know, if you want to do something in life, if you really believe in it, if you have a goal, you have to make it, you know, it should be top of your mind, you know, to have it clear in your mind, and you know what to do about it, what to do it about it. You know, what is it that you want to achieve? Because sometimes we forget what is it, our dreams, and we catch ourselves throughout our days doing things which had nothing to do with what we want to have and do in our life and careers. So when we're talking about connection here, is we never do anything that is not connected to what our dream is, what our personal legend is. That's very interesting, you know, as we used to say, you're a bad time dreamer when you catch yourself doing things which has nothing to do with what you've planned and what you know that, yes, this is what you're supposed to be doing, this is what you're supposed to be being or becoming, and this is what you're supposed to be having. And the miracle will not happen at the end of your life if you don't make sure that, yes, the miracle are happening on a daily basis. As we just say, you know, every day is a life. And your life will look like the way your days looks like. So if you want to make your life a masterpiece, there should be a connection between your life and your days. If you have projects for your life, if you have personal project, professional project, if you want to start and grow your own business, and or you're already developing your own business, you have some values and principles, you have to make sure that everything that you're doing on a daily basis is connected to that. When there's no connection, we say that your life or your days are disconnected, and nothing that you're doing is connected. If nothing that you're doing is connected to what you want to be and do and have in your life and career, you will not end up doing it, because it's what you feed that grows. So it's what you feed that grows, and you have to make sure that you're working on what you want to see. You want to see grow. If you're not feeding what you want to see grow, and you're working on something else, it's not very sure that you're going to end up achieving it. That's why you're talking about the power of connection here, the power of connected day. You have to make sure that every single day that you have is connected to your passion, is connected to your values. All the things that you have been doing, having during the day, should be connected to your passion, to your dream, your personal legend, to your values, to your principle, to anything that you hold for valuable and very interesting and worth doing and worth achieving.
Okay, thank you. So everybody needs to be connected. Everybody needs to have a connected day. So my next question is, what are the different processes? What is the right way to have a connected day?
You know, sometimes if you want to do a kind of assessment of your life, it's all about the testimonial that people will be having about you. You know, we have developed, a program now that we call the Legendary Life System program. And this program is how to help people, you know, find their personal legend and pursue it until accomplishment. And one thing that we have focused on during that program is that we have to make sure that we use the power of the perfect testimonial. That is, there's a thing that you want to hear about yourself during the day of your funerals. During the day of your funerals, there's a thing that you want to hear about you, that some testimonial that people will be having. So the thing here is to make sure that, yes, those testimonials are like some qualifications this may be description about you. And people are saying what they think about who you have been, what you have done for them, and what they think about you, so in general. So those testimonials, if you want to have them, you have to make sure that you have them on a daily basis, because we never have the second chance to make the first impression. So it's during the days that you need to make sure that you have those testimonials. You have those good testimonials, those good, perfect testimonials. If, for example, after you have a day today, so you want that people say about that you have been a tremendous and dedicated parent, okay? You have been a cherishing, you know, spouse or husband to your wife. You have been, you know, a valuable and great leader. So those are qualifications that you want to have for or testimonial that you want to hear people, you know, saying about you the day of your funerals or after you pass to afterlife. So you have to make sure that you have those qualifications or those description or testimonials every day. If you have the opportunity, every day is opportunity for you. Today is opportunity for you to make sure that, yes, you build your life to make sure that you are accomplishing what you say you wanted to be do and accomplishing your life and career. So you cannot let it pass without doing something about it. So if you want to be a great creator, a contributor, a great entrepreneur, a great innovator, for you to become a great innovator, you have to make sure that you innovate every day. If you want to be a great leaders developer, you want to develop leaders around you, you want people to say about you that you have been a great leader developer the day of your funerals or the time you pass away, you have to make sure that every day you do something to develop someone. So there's nothing that you want to have for the end of your life that you're not having now or not doing something about now. So every day is a life. My life is going to look like my days. If I want my life to become masterpieces, to become a masterpiece, and I have to make sure that my days are masterpieces. If there's a name that I want to have at the end of my life, I have to make sure that I have that name every day. If there's something I want people to say about me at the end of my life, I have to make sure that they can say that about me on a daily basis, because today, the present time, the now, is the only opportunity that we have to do something about our life. As they say, you know, the pages of yesterday have been closed, and the pages of tomorrow are not open yet. The only opportunity that you have, the only open page that you have is today. And if there's something that you want to write about your life, is there a history, that a story that you want to write about yourself? Is there a story that you want to hear about yourself? It's today that you're going to use to do it. So you have to make sure that, yes, I want to become a great parent. So for example, you want to hear people say he had been a very great parent, a great leader, and he was dedicated to building and developing leaders around him or her. You know, if you want to hear that for the end of your life, make sure that every day you do something to develop leaders. You do something to coach and do good parenting for your children. You do something to be, you know, to contribute to your community. If your days are disconnected, you know, they're not really connected to what you want for the end of your life, you won't have it. And that is so clear, because at the end of the years, there will be no miracle if you don't make sure that you accomplish a miracle every month. There will be no miracle at the end of the month if you don't make sure that, yes, you accomplish miracles on a weekly basis. And there will be no miracle at the end of your week if you don't make sure that, yes, you accomplish a miracle on a daily basis. If you have winning days, you're gonna have winning weeks, you're gonna have winning months, you're gonna have winning years, and you're going to have winning lives. So please, today is a gift. Make sure that you use it to do the best of what you want to do. You know, most of the time we can hear ourselves or catch ourselves, you know, talking, saying what we want to do, daydreaming, thinking about it without doing anything about it. You have to do something about it if you want to become it. You know, a name is an attribute, And the other attribute depends on what we do. You know, if you steal, you know, you're a thief. You know, if you develop leaders, you're a leader developer. If you create, you develop business, you're a business developer. If you design every day, you become a designer. So there should be a connection between what the name that you want to have and what you're doing on a daily basis. If you don't do that, you have disconnected days. And the challenge is many people want to become president, but they're not doing anything about it. They want to start and grow their own business. They're not doing anything about it. They want to become famous authors, famous songwriters, architect, lawyer, but they're not learning, doing, achieving, and adding any value to themselves. Talking about that. So if you're not doing anything about it, you're not going to become it. You know, to become it, to have it, you have to do it. You have to do it. If you're not doing it, your days are disconnected. You catch yourself working on all the things. Since it's what you feed that grows, if you, every day you're working on all the other project, or project which has nothing to do with what you want in your life and career, you know, you won't achieve them.
Okay, thank you. Have you seen, you are talking about something that you have experienced.
Yeah.
So my question is, what has been the difference between you have applied to have a connected day?
If, for example, you know, for me, it's very important for me to, you know, to end up building, you know, the best, the greatest training and coaching company ever with our associates associate coaches and consultant and trainers. So this is very important for me. So every day I make sure that I coach one of my colleagues or associates to help him develop. I talk with the different director of our company in different countries on a daily basis, I will say. And I never pass any day without creating something. I never pass any day without adding value to the business. I never pass any day developing my network. I never, you know, pass any day without adding value to our customers, posting something on LinkedIn, Facebook, writing an article, writing a book. So I make sure that I do something about that dream every day. So the dream are there, but for us to accomplish them, we have to make sure that, yes, we are doing something about it on a daily basis. So this is the way I do it. If I want to write a book and the book is a book of, you know, 100 pages, and I know that I have 10 days to write it, I connect my days to the project, knowing that I have to write 10 pages per day for me to make sure that at the end of the 10 days, I will be writing the 10 pages. So that is very clear for me. My day is really connected to, you know, my personal legend and the dream, that the vision that we have at the HNC group. I used to tell people that if I die today, it's okay, because I do know that today I have contributed. Today I have created something new. Today I have already learned something new. Today I have already add value to someone. I have already advised someone. Today I have prayed. Today I have add value. So when I do the math, I can say that even if I take this single day, I've been a legend today. So this day is enough. You know, if you feel like your day are not enough for you to accomplish your project, chances are that you're spending most of your day doing things which has nothing to do with your personal legend or your dreams or the project that you describe as your most important. Yes. And project. There's a principle that I will also use that we call the principle of exclusive dedication, which means that if you have a day, it's a resource that you had to use to achieve your project. So if you have a project and you exclusively dedicate your day to that project, you're going to achieve it in a very short time. But if you have your days, your time, your money, your energy, and you're using them doing all the things which are not connected to that project, you're not going to achieve that project. So that is very important for me to make sure if I have a project, I have to connect my day to it. I know that my day is a resource at my disposal to accomplish my projects. And I need to prioritize. I need to make sure that I only dedicate my day to things that are very important for me. There's one thing that we call the legendary, you know, important aspect of our life. You know, everybody have what anybody who wants to become a legend, you know, has, you know, legendary important or a very, I mean, strategies and critical aspect of his life or her life that she or he need to work on if she wants to become a legend. And the thing that we need to do is to exclusively dedicate our time, to exclusively dedicate our money to those projects. People are waiting for another person to finance them. Not that they don't have money. They have money, but they are using the money for other things. They are using the money for the daily needs. They are using the money to feed themselves. And when you do that, when you use your money to feed yourself, it's good. But remember, if you use your money to feed yourself, you will grow. Your body will grow. You develop your body, you know. But if you want your project to go, you need to feed your project. That's why, let me emphasize that again, for you to accomplish anything and see that thing grow and develop, you need to feed it, because again, it's what you feed that grows. And if you have a field, let's say you're a farmer. You know, I used to work with my mother in farms. I did farming when I was younger, and we have different, you know, fields. And depending on what you want to see, as you know, at the day you'll be reaping, you know, you know what you sow. So it's what you sow that you reap. So your day should be the cause of the achievement of your dream, for you to get the result, for those achieved dreams or goals of result to be the consequence. So the law of cause and effect is very interesting here. You have to make sure that you're causing your success on a daily basis. If you're causing your success on a daily basis, the consequence will be that you'll become a successful person. But if you're proclaiming that you want to become a successful person, but you're just thinking about it, but you're not doing anything about it, you're dedicating your time to other things, you become a part-time dreamer. And when you're a part-time dreamer, why? Because the most, you know, qualified time that you have, you're using that time not to accomplish your dream. The best of your day is not used to accomplish your dreams. The best of your day is used to do other things which are not connected to your dream. If you behave like that, you won't accomplish your dream.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I learned a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. I learned that it's very important to have a connected day to be a legendary person.
Yes.
I learned that we have to be a full-time dreamer and not a part-time dreamer.
Yes.
And for that, we have to use with smartness our day.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing that I learned, mm-hmm, is that everybody can plan and accomplish a legend.
Mm-hmm.
So, for you, if someone is facing a lot of challenges,
mm-hmm,
and it's very difficult for him to be a quiet, calm person during a day,
mm-hmm,
because if you are not quiet, you are not calm, you are not happy,
mm-hmm,
it means that you have a disconnected day.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, what are the different ways someone can use to be connected every day,
mm,
when he is living in a negative environment,
mm-hmm,
he's living with negative people,
mm-hmm,
he has to face a difficult boss every day.
Mm-hmm.
How this person can overcome it?
You know, I was saying it's very important to make sure that your dreams are top of your mind. You know, if your dreams are top of your mind, you know, and you remember them, you remind yourself with them on a regular basis, you know, you will not be disconnected. Because sometimes it's when we can sit down and see our dream accomplished and feel our dream accomplished that we have the energy to go for them, to go to work on them. And it's very important when difficult times, yes, may come, but it depends on the way you attach to your dreams. If you're not very attached to your dream, you will let difficult time let you, you know, forget about them. You know, they say it's easy to say no when you have a deeper yes inside. You see what I mean? It's very easy to say no when you have a deeper yes inside. So the most important thing is to nourish, you know, to nurture, if you prefer, to nurture, you know, your dreams from within. The way I do it is to make sure that I play the game of the power of, you know, a daily connection. And the power of daily connection is that every day I read my dream. If I written my dream, I know exactly what is it about, what are the different aspects of its accomplishment. And every day, you know, I review it and I speak it, I read it, you know, for me to hear it. I read it for me to ingrain it in my mind, for me to have it top of mind, and I speak to myself and I recall myself with the necessity for me to accomplish that dream. And now I try and find out what are the things that I'm gonna do during that day, which are connected to it and gonna make me, you know, successful. Because, sorry, let me tell you one thing. If you're working on your dreams, there's no such thing that like difficulties, because, you know, working on the dream is to making sure that you overcome the difficulties. You know, the difficulties are part of the process, you know, and you become a successful person. We will say that you have become a successful person when we see that you have overcome all your difficulties and that you have achieved what you wanted to be, what you wanted to do, what you wanted to have. So if you want to have a kind of routine or ritual for you to stay connected to your dreams and your personal legend, the one thing that we advise is that every day, very early in the morning when you get up, you have to ask yourself, what is my dream? What is my dream? What is my goal? What is it that I want to be? What is it that I want to have? What is it that I want to do in my life and career? We call this exercise, you know, the power of inner synchronization. And this exercise of the power of inner synchronization, we talk about that in our program, the Legendary Life, you know, system. People can buy that. It's a very interesting program. We have a book. We have a workbook for you to plan your life and career. We also have a Legendary Life journal that you can use on a daily basis, you know, to do some precise rituals, to go through ritual and routine, precise exercise to stay connected to your dream. We also have, you know, the audio program, more than 8 hours of audio program that you can listen to and discover how you can find your personal legend and accomplish it. And the power of inner synchronization is the ability, if you want to do this exercise, it's your ability to, you know, to sit down very early in the morning, in midday if possible, and at the end of your day, and ask yourself the three following questions. The first one question is, what is my dream? What is my goal? And you state that, and you state that yourself so that you don't forget it. And now the next question is, what do things look like knowing that everything is perfectly accomplished and achieved, you know, and you visualize, you picture them to yourself and you see it. And the third question that you're gonna ask yourself is, how do I feel knowing that everything is perfectly achieve and accomplish, you know? And when you ask that question, you feel like it's happening now. You feel like you're experiencing it now. And when you feel like it's happening now, you're experiencing it now, you know, you get connected with it, because this is why we're talking about the power of inner synchronization. That is what is happening inside is connected to the universal mind. It's connected to your dream. And when you connect yourself to your dream, you know, by asking yourself what my dream is, you know, you think about it. When you think about it, you know, you are calling for it. You know, and now when you picture it, you know, you give him its form and dimension. And now when you feel it, you give it the fuel, you give it the energy to start moving toward you. And if you can do that, this exercise 3 times a day, you know, you'll be more connected to your dream. Because you know what? It's what you feed that grows. It's what you speak about most of the time that you become. It's what you think about. It's what you do most of the time that you become. And I can tell you that if you do those exercises and the other exercises that we can find in the Legendary Life System program, audio program with books, with a journal, with a workbook that you guys can buy by going to our website. You know, next week we're gonna start selling this. So make sure that you come back to our website, hcmagazine.com, to buy this, you know, incredible program and valuable program that I think can help you be more connected to your dreams, can help you, you know, find your personal legend and start pursuing it and start accomplishing it. Because, you know, the real value of a life is to catch ourselves, surprise ourselves on a daily basis, working on what we wanted to be, what we wanted to do, and what we wanted to have in our life and careers.
Okay, thank you so much, Herman. It has been a great time to spend with you. We learned a lot of things. So my people, don't forget to share with your family, with your friend, with your colleague. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and our website, hntmagazine.net. And if you need any coaching program, if you need to be assist, if you need to be challenging, don't hesitate to contact us, because we are available for us. We are here in Ghana to help you to be ultra performer. So thank you so much. God bless you, and see you soon.
See you soon.